This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim. Great feed, Carter Kleiman. Got it for two. 36-34, Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Walked on the play. Walked on the play. Jacob Kleiman, outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a step. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Goodoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to Troy High School's Trojan Activity Center. I'm Brian Billingen for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee. We are here for a Division I district semifinal between the Sydney Yellow Jackets and the Bellbrook Eagles. Sydney, the number 5 seed in the Dayton Division I sectional, they enter tonight's game with a 19-5 overall record. Bellbrook is the number 3 seed in the Dayton D1 sectional. They enter 22-2 overall. Bellbrook has been ranked in the state all year in the state AP poll. They were number 8 in the final poll of the season. Sydney looking to knock them off tonight. The Yellow Jackets playing hot as of late, and after losing in first round games the last 2 years, they have been able to win 2 games this year and advance to this district semifinal. It should be a good one between 2 young teams here tonight at Troy, 2 teams that are more guard oriented, and 2 teams that like to run up and down the floor. You are listening to today's game on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports, and you are listening to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Tonight's anchor underwriting sponsors on Scores Broadcast include American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006-2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New sponsors the last several months here on Scores include Family Resource Center, based in Findlay with an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna, receive online care at VictrusHealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. The Cell Phone Shop on Harshman Plaza on Harshman Road, which is south of Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. Airstream and Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team at Airstream. Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and other Ohio cities in six states. Associates at Precision Strip do the exceptional. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts in Anna, make your life easy at home or at the campground with a street-legal golf cart from Brunson. Additional underwriting sponsors include Brookins in Fort Laramie. There's no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Greasy Myring & Company CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Regal Trophy and Awards on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie, we will keep you moving forward. And these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schultze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schultze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn and Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn and the Gym of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main in Rushi. And speaking of Rushi, this will not be the first time Scores Broadcast is here at Troy High School this week. This Saturday, there's going to be a pair of Division IV district finals coming to you, and they'll be both afternoon games. I think 1 and 3 are the tentative start times, although they are not finalized, and they'll be finalized tomorrow on the Southwest District Athletic Board website. Rushi will be taking on most likely Cincinnati Country Day. They are playing tonight. I can't remember who they're playing, but
Cedarville,
and that will be an upset if they lose. And then Fort Laramie is taking on Bradford in a game that's already set. That game tentatively scheduled for 3. So a couple of good games coming up, and a good one here tonight between Bellbrook and Sydney in this Division I district semifinal. Chuck, watching these two squads warm up here tonight. It's a little bit of a difference compared to what we just saw in the game that preceded this here today at Troy High School, which was Springboro and Miamisburg, who split in regular season. Springboro ended up running away with this rubber match here. But not a lot of height between these two teams, unlike those two GWOG teams. But what you have from both of these squads is a ton of speed and guard play.
Well, they're going to run up and down the floor, you're right. And Sydney, I'm looking forward. I've only seen them the one time, and they looked really good. And you got all these freshmen out here, and this is a bigger game. They've got to be able to withstand the beginning early jitters, and the second thing that Sydney has to avoid, because they're not real deep, they got to avoid foul trouble. If they can do both those things tonight, honest to goodness, I think Sydney's probably a better team than Bellbrook.
We will find out here shortly. We're going to pause for a one-minute radio station break coming up. A one-minute radio station break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at statistics for both of these squads and go over the Francis Schultze building components for the game. We'll be back after this one-minute radio station break. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
And we thank you very much to our radio station sponsors on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and also Sydney Pickwa Troy Body Car Star. I am Brian Billing, and for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee, we are here for a Division I district semifinal between the Sydney Yellow Jackets and the Bellbrook Eagles. Sydney is going to be the visiting team in today's tournament game. Bellbrook will be the home team. Looking at Bellbrook, the Eagles, they are entering today's game 22-2 overall. They were 13-0 in Southwestern Buckeye League play this season and won the SWBL East Division. They have a balanced team overall, but they have one standout player, and she is an upperclassman. She is a sophomore. I got her confused with a different player that the coach told me about. The leading scorer is 5'9" sophomore guard Taylor Skohe. She averages 14.7 points, 5.3 rebounds per game, and 3 steals per game. Then you have a group of 5 players who all average in between 7 points and 10 points per game. One of the standouts there is Olivia Trusty. She is a 5'9" junior forward. You also have Elena Meyer, who is a big key player for them, a 5'2" sophomore guard, 9.7 points per game. And then Kelly Griffin for the Eagles averages on the year 8.6 points and 8.3 assists per game. That is a standout stat right there for Griffin, who is a 5'4" junior guard, and she is the upperclassman I was mentioning earlier that longtime coach Jason Tencher said is the engine that really helps make them go. And then you have Dree Price, too, a senior, another upperclassman that provides leadership for them. She averages on the year 7 points per game. Ashley France, a post player inside, 5'11", junior. She averages 7 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. The Eagles led by Jason Tencher. He has been the coach since the 04-05 season. He has over 300 wins to his credit at Bellbrook. And they've had a couple of successful squads, including a state qualifying squad in Division II in 2018. They have traditionally played in Division II, but have moved up and played in D1 these last 3 years. And this is their longest run yet, making it to the third round of the tournament. Sydney on the year, 19-5 entering today's game. The Yellow Jackets have had this tournament run coming for a while now. Again, they had a successful run in the middle of last decade when they had Selena Taborn and Sylvia Hudson, two big post players, scoring a lot of points inside. Taborn's still playing in college. She's playing over at Butler right now and is doing very well. Then they had two very bad years where the well dried up. Sydney only won 2 games total those 2 years, but then Allie Stockton and Alexi Brewer came up 3 years ago now. Jamal Foster joined as coach. And the Yellow Jackets have won Miami Valley League Valley Division titles each of the last 3 years. And in addition to that, this year they are the overall MVL champions. Stockton, a junior guard, recently surpassed 1,000 career points. She averages 17 points, 6.8 rebounds per game, 3 steals per game, and 2.5 assists per game. She is the engine that has made them go. Lexi Brewer, the starting point guard, tore an ACL, and I think damaged an MCL and other stuff in her knee. Jeez. Unfortunately, back at the fourth or fifth game of the year down at Stebbins. That was the fifth game of the year, and she is missing the rest of the season, obviously, after that serious knee injury. That forced sophomore Kiara Hudgens to take over as starting point guard, although she normally did start as a shooting guard before then. She averages 7 points, 3.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and 3 steals per game. She has guided this offense and done a great job moving over as a starting point guard. Sydney also had Reagan Clark, a Jackson Center transfer, for the first half of the year. She was only able to play for the first half of the year due to OHSAA transfer rules. That has resulted in Khalees McNeil, a freshman, for taking over as their starting post player. She averages 4.5 points and 8 rebounds per game. And those injuries and transfer rules have also led to freshman Larkin Vordemark and Jordan Scully, both of which are guards, to play a lot more this season than Coach Foster was originally intending, but they have had done a great job so far this year. Scully averages 11.2 points, 2.5 rebounds per game, and 2 steals per game. And Vordemark averages 10 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 2 steals per game. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams today, there are key building components as well. First, for the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Chuck talked about it a minute ago. You have 3 freshmen on the court tonight. It's all about playing in the moment, not getting too razzled, and doing what they've been able to do all year in helping Sydney build this 19-5 record. If they can do that, and if they can withstand the strong man-to-man defense by Bellbrook, Sydney's able to work the ball around and have options besides just having it turn into the Allie Stockton show, the Yellow Jackets should be in good shape. For Bellbrook, the key building components today is to try to use that man-to-man defense to their benefit, create turnovers, score in transition, and distribute the ball around, which they have been doing all year. As we said, there are 6 players for the Eagles who average more than 7 points per game. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We're going to pause for a brief commercial break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineup, and this Division I District Semifinal will be underway. We'll be back right after this on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
And welcome back to Troy's Trojan Activity Center. I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Starting lineups being introduced now for Bellbrook. Sydney's has already been introduced, and we are moments away from starting here in this Division I District Semifinal. Starting tonight for the Sydney Yellow Jackets, a 5'4" sophomore guard, Kiara Hudgens, a 5'8" freshman guard, Larkin Vordemark, a 5'7" freshman guard, Jordan Scully, a 5'9" junior guard, Allie Stockton, and a 5'10" freshman forward, Khalees McNeil. Tip off coming up here momentarily. Starting lineup for the Bellbrook Eagles, a 5'9" sophomore guard, Taylor Scoey, a 5'2" sophomore guard, Alana Meyer, a 5'4" junior guard, Kelly Griffin, a 5'9" junior forward, Olivia Trusty, and a 5'11" junior guard, Ashley France. Tip goes to Bellbrook, and we're underway here between the Eagles and the Yellow Jackets. There's an inside pass and a shot put up by Scoey. It's no good. She was fouled as she shot. And Scoey will go to the free throw line.
Yeah, they came off the tip. They set a back screen, ran a set play, and they just didn't get back in time. Bumped her.
Scoey's first free throw is good. A second one is coming up. Something you mentioned in pregame, Chuck, is with the limited amount of players Sydney plays, you can't afford to get in foul trouble in a game like this. And they picked up the first foul of the game, 11 seconds in. Scoey gets the second one to fall as well. That puts Bellbrook ahead of Sydney, 2-0, 7:40 and counting here in the first quarter of this D1 district semifinal at Troy's Trojan Activity Center. Again, I'm Bryant Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Hudgens with it for the Yellow Jackets. She passes to Stockton on the left wing. Stockton goes to Vordemark. Vordemark, top of the key, goes to Hudgens, right wing. Hudgens over to Scoey now. Scoey over to Vordemark. Vordemark in the left wing. It's knocked away by Bellbrook. Coming away with it is France. France throws to Kelly Griffin, who works it across half court. Griffin goes to Meyer. Meyer goes over to France. France left wing, hands off to Griffin. Griffin dribbling, bounce pass over to Trusty. Trusty goes over right corner to Scoey. Scoey throws a pass to France. France with it, has it ripped away by McNeil. McNeil throws to Hudgens. Hudgens up court to Stockton. Stockton dribbling, left wing. She throws back to Hudgens. Hudgens backs out near half court. Coach Foster's yelling instructions, and the Yellow Jackets reset.
Well, and then Bellbrook came out of zone, and I'm not sure Sydney recognized their first possession. Now they realize it.
Vordemark has it now, left baseline, fires a pass. It goes out of bounds. Stockton tried to run over to save it, but she just couldn't quite save it there without stepping out herself.
Well, there's the nerves that we talked about with these youngsters playing in this big of a game right now. They'll relax.
Hudgens nearly came away with a steal there, but Bellbrook is able to save the inbounds pass, and the Eagles now going to work. Griffin with it, nearly stolen by Vordemark as she threw a pass over. She was looking for Scoey. It's out of bounds off of Vordemark, and Bellbrook is going to take it in at midcourt. We are high above the scores table, above the visitor section here at the Trojan Activities Center. Sydney is in all black. They are going from left to right on your radio or computer or smartphone. The Eagles in all white. They're going from left to right. The Eagles are able to get it in there. They fire up from a three. It's from the left wing by Olivia Trusty. Nothing but net, and that puts Bellbrook ahead 5-0 with 6 minutes and counting. McNeil has it back on Sydney's end. She throws to Stockton inside. Stockton dribbling around the arc now. She has it go off of a leg of a Bellbrook player. It went to Vordemark, and we have a jump ball called as Vordemark and a couple of Bellbrook players were going for it. Possession arrow favors Sydney, so the Yellow Jackets will take it in from under their own basket. 5:49 left in the first.
I think they called on the foul on Trusty there.
Oh, I completely missed that.
Yeah,
okay. That is her first, and that is Bellbrook's first. Thank you for that, Chuck. 5-0 lead for Bellbrook. 5:43 and counting after that foul as the Yellow Jackets take it in. With it now is Vordemark, left wing, throws it across the court, out of bounds. She was looking for Hudgens, but Hudgens couldn't quite come up with it.
Three turnovers, no shots in the first 2.5 minutes.
Bellbrook takes it in. Griffin has it. She crosses half court, being guarded by Hudgens. She throws a pass over to France. France goes to Scoey. Scoey goes over to Trusty. Trusty goes inside to Scoey, puts up a shot. Oh. It rolls around, hangs on the front of the rim, and then drops in. Looked like it could have fallen out, but it does not. Nice use of gravity there. Scoey is happy with how the gravity worked, that it fell in instead of falling out. That puts Bellbrook ahead 7-0, just under 5 to play here in the first quarter. And we have a timeout called by Sydney coach Jamal Foster. We'll step away here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Bellbrook leads Sydney 7-0, 4:56 left in the first quarter of this Division I district semifinal. Sydney coming in after a timeout. Hudgens gets it. She throws over to Vordemark. Vordemark inside to McNeil. McNeil double-teamed. Throws it back outside. Stockton comes away with it, although the pass was originally intended for Vordemark. The Yellow Jackets working the ball now. With it is Hudgens. Right corner goes to Vordemark. Vordemark over to Stockton. Just inside from the left wing. It's their first shot of the game. Air ball, no good. But Hudgens gets a long rebound. Pulls up for a jumper along the right side of the baseline and gets it to fall. Nothing but net. So Sydney on the board. Bellbrook ahead 7-2. Sydney full court pressing here. Meyer takes it across half court for Bellbrook. She throws it over to Griffin. Griffin goes over to Trusty. Trusty looks, throws over right wing to Griffin. Pass inside.
Illegal screen. No.
And then it's Sydney that picks up a foul. They call the foul against Vordemark. That is her first. That's Scully.
Yep.
Who picks up the foul. That is her first. Sydney's second. Bellbrook has one. The Eagles go inside. Missed shot, no good. Trusty rebound. Put back, it's no good. McNeil comes away with the rebound. She throws to Hudgens. Is racing up the court. Hudgens tried to throw a pass, but she threw it right into the hands of Bellbrook's Griffin. Griffin had it knocked away as she was going back down the court. It goes out of bounds, and Bellbrook is going to take it in now from under its own basket. The Eagles ahead 7-2, 3:46 left in the first quarter.
Boy, Hudgens is quick on quick.
Yes, she is. Bellbrook looking to take it in here. They get it in without a five-second call. Stolen away by McNeil. McNeil racing up the court. She goes inside, puts a shot up, gets it to fall. Off the glass, she was fouled as she shot. Tremendous play there by McNeil, Chuck.
She did. I mean, it was a good steal, but for her to stay in bounds with the basketball, kind of tiptoed so she got possession and then took it strong to the basket, got the foul.
Yeah, there were two defenders there. She was able to dodge the first, went up for the shot as the second was coming from behind her, and the second one fouled her. That was France who picked up the foul. McNeil at the line. The foul stopped the clock with 3:38 left. Her free throw rolls around. No good, but the basket cuts Bellbrook's lead to 7-4. Sydney has scored the last 4 points. Bellbrook scored the first seven. The Eagles go back to work on their end. Dree Price is in now for the Eagles. She has it stolen away, though. Vordemark throws up to Scully. Scully to Hudgens. Pulls up for a jumper off the rim. No good. Stockton rebound. Put back attempt. No good. Rebound out of bounds off of a Bellbrook player. It's off of Meyer, and it will stay with Sydney. Stockton will take it in here. She throws it over to Scully. Wide open three, right wing, off the rim, no good. And they call a jump ball there, Chuck?
It hit the clock above the backboard.
And will be Bellbrook ball coming out from underneath the Sydney basket. Sydney full court pressing here, but Bellbrook beats it. Price with it. She drives inside, pulls up for a shot. It's good. Hit off the back of the rim, then fell in. Stockton taking it up the court now. The Yellow Jackets trail 9-4. Vordemark with it. She lost it. It is ripped away by Griffin. Griffin throws up court to Price. Price goes up for a shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound put back attempt by Scully. No good. They're fighting for the rebound. Price gets it. Puts up a shot. No good. Scully gets it. And we have a whistle as she was going up for a shot. Looks like Stockton picked up the foul. That is who they call it on. That is Stockton's first, Sydney's third of this first quarter. Bellbrook sitting at two. Scully's first free throw attempt is up and through, nothing but net. Second one coming up.
Pretty sure this is not the young lady you want to foul.
Correct. Their leading score. 10-4 lead pending the second free throw. Second one off the front of the rim. No good. So it stays at 10-4.
Sydney gets,
yes. Sydney gets the rebound. Stockton takes it up the court as the clock counts. 2:30 and counting left in this first quarter. Yellow Jackets now down by 6. Vortimark has it. She throws to Hudgens. Hudgens back out near half court. Hudgens goes to Stockton. Stockton back to Hudgens, nearly intercepted by Price, but Hudgens gets it. She goes back to Stockton. 3, left wing, nothing but net. That cuts the gap down to 3 points. Bellbrook ahead 10-7, 2:04 and counting left in the first quarter. Jackie cannot leave Stockton open, that's for sure, and she had enough of an opening there. Sydney trying to come away with the steal here. They rip it loose. Now both squads are fighting forward. Hudgens had it. And it is a jump ball. Possession arrow favors Sydney, so Sydney's able to get a possession out of it.
Their pressure's doing a good job on Bellbrook. They're not handling it very well.
Stockton takes it out, throws it into Vortimark, pulls up for a jumper from the free throw line. No good. Off the front of the rim, out of bounds, off of a Bellbrook player, and Stockton will take it in again.
Larkin has been scoring really well in the tournament, but you were telling me her back's bothering her.
Inbounds pass to Scully. No good. Bellbrook gets the rebound. Yeah, she played through a lot of pain in the last game. The Eagles break the press that time. They go up to Price, who gets an easy open shot. That makes it a 5-point game again, 12-7. Hudgens races down back on the other end. Vortimar comes away with the long rebound. She throws to Stockton. Stockton pulls up for a jumper. It's no good off the front of the rim, but she was fouled as she shot. She'll go to the free throw line. Clock stops with 1:27 left in the first quarter. Bellbrook ahead 12-7, pending these two free throws by Stockton. That foul went against Price for Bellbrook. Stockton's first free throw, nothing but net. Second one coming up. As you were saying, Chuck, Larkin Vortimark, the freshman, had a lot of lower back pain before the Yellow Jackets sectional final against Beaver Creek last Wednesday. Second free throw by Stockton. Good. That cuts the gap to 12-9 with 1:27 left as Bellbrook works the ball up court now. I saw her wince and grimace a lot through that game, but she was able to play through it, and she scored 14 points. So a nice performance there. Bellbrook works it down the court. Nearly had it stolen away, but they get the trusty inside who gets a shot to fall off the glass.
That's a press break you won't see very often. Two almost steals and then a layup.
No, you're right. 14-9 lead now for Bellbrook. Vortimark with it. She throws to Stockton. Stockton pulls up from the free throw line and gets a shot to fall. Nice jumper there. We are back to 3 points, 14-11 with 52 seconds left. Bellbrook with it. They go up for a shot back on their end. No good. Stockton gets the rebound. She's racing back down to Sydney's end. She goes up, pulls up for a shot off the glass, and gets it to fall. It's a 1-point game all of a sudden, 14-13 with 36 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. Bellbrook scored the first 7 points of this game. Sydney has got back in it with a nice run here. Price pulls up for a shot, gets it to fall off the glass, back down on Bellbrook's end. So that pushes it to 3 with 20 seconds left.
Price has 6 off the bench here in the quarter.
Hudgens crosses half court with 14 seconds to play. The Yellow Jackets down 3. Hudgens throws a pass. It's intercepted by Bellbrook. Coming away with it is Scoey. Scoey being guarded by Stockton. She's able to throw it over to Griffin. Griffin works it back across the court to Trusky, who pulls up for a 3. It is in and out at the buzzer. And that keeps the score at 16-13. Bellbrook leads Sydney after one quarter of play here in this Division I District Semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Welcome back to the Trojan Activity Center. I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McPhee. Sydney trails by three as we get the second quarter underway. Stockton intercepts the opening inbounds pass of the second half. She throws it to Vordemark, who pulls up for a jumper. No good. Ball out of bounds off of a Bellbrook player. It's off of Griffin. She thought it was off of McNeil. Looks a little frustrated there, but Sydney is going to keep it. 7:45 left. The clock stops with. Nice steal there by Stockton. Chuck, she's done a lot. What, she has 9 points after this first quarter?
Yeah, and They just jumped the route right back at them.
Exactly. Price intercepts the pass, races down the court, but Sydney steals it again. Stockton takes a long pass, back up half court. She's dribbling with it, goes back outside to Scully. Scully dribbling along the right baseline, throws a pass. It's off the leg of Vordemark, right to France of Bellbrook. The Eagles push it up the court. Meyer pulls up for a three off the back of the glass. No good. Bellbrook gets the rebound. They work it to Griffin, who pulls up for a shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound France. It goes up for a shot. No good. Hudgens is there. Grabs the rebound, and she's fouled as she rebounds. Hudgens, who is listed at 5'4", is able to grab the rebound over the 5'11" France, and she picks up a foul to boot.
Yeah, well, I've always said boxing out and quick jumping is more important than height.
That's France's second foul. That is the fourth team foul of this first half for Bellbrook. Sydney has three. 7 minutes left in the second quarter now. 16-13 lead for Bellbrook over Sydney. The Yellow Jackets working it on their end. Hudgens with it. She's dribbling while being guarded by Price. Hudgens switches hands, goes with her left hand, then throws a pass to Stockton. Stockton goes back to Hudgens, who goes inside, then goes to a pass back out to Scully, who knocks down a three from the right wing. It's a tie game, 16-16 with 6:35 left in the second quarter. Bellbrook working it back down to their end, trying to find an answer, and it is off the hands of Scully, out of bounds. Sydney is going to take it in. Scully could not come up with that pass there. And the Yellow Jackets now have the opportunity to take their first lead of the game on this possession. Hudgens walks it back past half court. She dribbles left side now, goes right side, goes back to Scully. Scully, right corner, goes back to Hudgens. Hudgens, way outside on the right wing. She drives inside, pulls up for a jumper. Off the back, no good. McNeil nearly came away with the rebound, but it bounces to Griffin, who's now working it up the court under defensive pressure for Hudgens. Griffin, able to keep it. She goes inside, goes up for a shot, no good, but she was fouled. That was Hudgens with the foul. And Griffin will go to the free throw line. Clock stopped with 5:57 left in the second quarter. We're sitting at a 16-16 tie pending these two free throws from Kelly Griffin.
Well, I agree with the foul. I don't agree that it was a shooting foul. He fouled her at the foul line with two more dribbles.
I agree with you there, Chuck, but Griffin misses the first free throw. Second one coming up. Griffin, a 5'4" junior guard. She started here tonight. She averages 8.5 points per game. She's shooting 77% from the line this year. She gets that second one to fall after missing the first. That puts Bellbrook on top again, 17-16. Hudgens has it, walking it down past half court, and now with 5:50 and counting left in the second quarter. Hudgens goes to Stockton. Stockton goes back to Hudgens. Hudgens back to Stockton. Stockton left wing. She's dribbling, then goes back to Hudgens. Hudgens dribbling, top of the key, goes left side, throws it over to Stockton. Stockton back to Hudgens. Hudgens races inside now. Nearly lost it, but then throws it to Scully. Scully to Stockton. Stockton with it, goes back to Scully. Nice defense by Meyer on Stockton. Bottling her up right now. Now with it, Stockton left corner. She goes inside, pulls up for a jumper, no good. McNeil rebound, put back, no good. They're ripping the ball away is Scully. Throws it up the court to Price. Price pulls up for a shot. shot, no good. Not enough height on that one. Hudgens rebound, throws it to Stockton, who nearly lost it. She didn't see the pass coming. Stockton goes up to Scully, who pulled up for a three, and as you heard Chuck exclaim, as Scully launched a three, it looked bad, but it hit off the rim as she was fouled. The shot was no good, though, but Scully is going to get three free throw attempts as a result.
She couldn't have possibly seen the rim that time. That was a heck of an attempt.
Scully's first free throw through, nothing but net. Two more coming up. That ties it 17-17, pending these next two free throw attempts. Second one, nothing but net. That puts Sydney ahead now. Scully, a 5'7" freshman guard. She averages 11 points per game. She's shooting at 63% from the free throw line, but she makes all three there. And Sydney has its first lead of the game at 19-17, just under five to play in the second quarter. Bellbrook gets it down past half court. Trusty has it. The Eagles work it around. Griffin goes inside to Trusty, who pulls up for a shot and gets it to fall. Ties it up, 19-19, 4:38 and counting. Sydney will try to find an answer here, back on its end. Stockton has it, left wing. She dribbles out top of the key and throws to Scully. Scully goes over to Hudgens. Hudgens, way out on the left side, dribbles up, backs out again, backs out near half court now. Goes over left side, dribbling, goes back to Vordemark. Vordemark from the left wing, goes inside, throws to McNeil. McNeil pulls up, gets a shot to fall. Nice short shot from about 4 or 5 feet back. Nothing but net. Sydney on top, 21-19. Stockton intercepts a long Bellbrook pass, throws it to Hudgens. Sydney now working it up the court. They're ahead by 2 points with the opportunity to extend it with 3:56 and counting left in the second. And the Yellow Jackets ahead now, 21-19. Hudgens dribbling. She goes to Vordemark. Vordemark pulls up for a jumper off the back of the rim, bouncing around. No good. Rebound there for Bellbrook is Griffin, and the Eagles race up the court. Trusty nearly lost it. She regains control and then throws it away. Hudgens comes away with the pass. Throws up court to Scully, but it's knocked away, but knocked out of bounds. Griffin's the one who came for Bellbrook and got hands on it. That will at least give the Eagles a chance to reset here on defense, as Sydney will take it in. We have a substitution coming in. Kendall Dickman coming in to give Larkin Vordemark a break. Dickman was in a little bit in the first quarter. We didn't have a chance to say it, but she did play for a minute or two. She's the only player that's played off the bench at all in this tournament run. The five starters have played all the rest of the time. Inbounds pass, Stockton, three, left wing, nothing but net. The Yellow Jackets on top, 24-19, 3:13 and counting left in the second quarter. It's their largest lead of the night. They, again, were down 7-0 early in this game. Another near turnover by Bellbrook, but they regain control and go to work on their end. Meyer goes inside for a shot. No good. Trusty rebound. Pulls back up for a putback. No good. Stockton there for the rebound. Stockton throws to Hudgens, who works it past half court now. Hudgens dribbling, 2:48 and counting left in the second quarter. And Bellbrook entered this game 22-2 overall, the number 8 ranked team in the last state associated press poll in Division 1. Scully goes inside, pulls up for a shot, no good, gets the rebound, pass over to McNeil. Oh, didn't fall in. Nice play. The rim did not like McNeil there. Bellbrook gets the rebound, they race back up the court. Price, open three, left wing, bounces around, no good, ball out of bounds off of Sydney, and Bellbrook will keep possession.
Well, that's a play that won't show up for most people, but Stockton just saved the layup where she tipped the ball out of bounds because she could not pull a rebound. It was going to be an easy basket for Bellbrook.
Bellbrook calls a 30-second timeout and will step away on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the Big Boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Sydney 24, Bellbrook 19, 2:21 left in the second quarter as Bellbrook comes in after this timeout. The Eagles taking it in from under their own basket. Inbounds pass goes to Scoe. She goes up for a shot. No good. She was fouled as she shot, so she'll go to the free throw line. I think that was McNeil. Yes, that is who they call the foul on here. They call it on McNeil.
That's her second.
Scully's first free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Second one coming up. Each team has 5 fouls here in this first half. Clock stopped with 2:18 left in the second quarter. Scully again is Bellbrook's leading scorer. She averages 14.7 points per game, shooting 72% from the free throw line this year. She dribbles at the line, second attempt up, rolls around, no good. Stockton comes away with the rebound. So Bellbrook not able to get anything off of those free throw attempts.
She hadn't made a free throw since I said what a good free throw shooter she was.
You jinxed her, that's for
sure. She missed three in a row.
Hudgens has it now. She throws a bounce pass to Vordermark. Loose ball. Stockton with it. They're both still fighting for it. Bellbrook player on it. Coming away with it is Vordermark. She pulls up for a jumper. She got it. Unreal.
I think that was play six.
26-19 lead now for Sydney over Bellbrook. 1:45 and counting left in the second quarter. The Eagles go into Price, and she's able to get an answer there. A much-needed basket. That cuts it back down to 5 points. Yellow Jackets ahead 26-21. 1:33 and counting left in this second quarter as Hudgens goes back to work. They were fighting for that ball. Vordermark was able to get it, Chuck, and just pulled up for the easiest jumper she's made in the game probably all year.
Well, I think the officials did a nice job of not blowing the held ball because the ball was still loose.
Stockton had the ball there, went inside for a shot, no good, but she was fouled as she shot, and she will go to the free throw line here. Picking up the foul for Bellbrook was Trusty. Stockton dribbles, shot up, rolls in and out. Second one coming up. Stockton again on the year, averaging 17 points, shooting 72% from the free throw line. She's a Division I prospect, Chuck. She's gotten some D1 interest already.
Yep.
Don't believe she's gotten any offers, but I can't imagine it'll be too much longer this offseason before she gets some.
I'm sure.
Stockton makes her second. That pushes the lead to 6, 27-21. We'll stay here on scoresbroadcast.com and tell you all about Riemann Drywall. Drywall is done right the Riemann way. Yes, Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. They offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction for homes and businesses. You will benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna is a call away. 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Bellbrook takes the ball in after that timeout. Sydney ahead 27-21, a minute 15 and counting left in the second quarter. Again, that's coming off of Stockton splitting a pair of free throws. The Eagles working it around. Three, left wing, Trusty off the rim. No good. They're fighting for the rebound. Bellbrook comes away with it. The Eagles working around. Now with it. Oh, wow. It's Trusty. It's a pass inside. And there with it, and coming away with the shot is France. What happened there, Chuck?
Oh, there was quite a collision there, and the Sydney people wanted a foul. I'm not sure. I didn't see it closely enough to say if it was correct or not.
Well, that basket by France off of the pass from Trusty makes it a 27-23 Sydney lead, 32 seconds and counting. Hudgens dribbling with it. She drives inside, then throws to Vordermark. Vordermark with it. She drives inside, throws a pass over to Dickman, who pulls up for a shot. Off the rim, no good. Bellbrook comes away with the rebound. The Eagles work the ball over to Griffin, who's now walking it up the court. 17 seconds and counting left before halftime. Pass stolen by Stockton. Stockton races up the court, goes up for the easy layup, and gets it to fall. That pushes Sydney's lead to 29-23. 5 seconds left. Bellbrook trying to race back down the court. Griffin has it. She throws it over to Scully. Pulls up for a shot at the buzzer. It's no good, and they said it was after the buzzer anyway, so it wouldn't have counted. So that nice steal by Stockton at the end of the second quarter pushes Sydney's lead to 29-23 as we head into halftime. We'll have a two-minute radio station break coming up here momentarily. A two-minute radio station break. When we come back, we will take a look at the halftime statistics and have a halftime report presented by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, and we will set things up for the second half of this Division I district semifinal between Sydney and Bellbrook. Sydney 29, Bellbrook 23 at halftime from Troy's Trojan Activity Center. We'll be back right after this two-minute radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Welcome back to Troy High School's Trojan Activity Center. I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Sydney leads Bellbrook 29-23 at halftime. You are listening to today's game on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And you are listening to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. We thank you very much to our radio station sponsors on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and the Sydney Piqua Troy Body Car Star. Halftime here today on scoresbroadcast.com is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie. Here with our halftime statistics is Chuck.
Well, looking at the individual scoring for Bellbrook, Dre Price came off the bench and scored eight. She had a really good first half. Then they dropped down to Trusty had seven. They got five from Scoey, two from Ashley France. They got one from Kelly Griffin. They scored 16 and 7, 23 for the first half. Sydney led in scoring by Allie Stockton, 15. And then they got six from Scully. They got four from McNeil and two each from Hudgens and Vordemark. Rebounding 11 to 14 Sydney down in rebounding, 8-4 on the offensive board. Both teams turned it over a little bit. 10 turnovers for the Eagles, 9 for the Yellow Jackets. Sydney scored 13 and 16, and they lead it 29-23 at the half.
You talked about some of the plays that Stockton was making beyond shooting, Chuck, and she has come up big several times in this game so far.
Yeah, they don't have an answer for her. She's got 4 or 5 steals in the game. She just is anticipating that pass and jumping in front of the post player and taking it the other way. And she's getting some support, but boy, she's having a terrific basketball game tonight.
She is, and we talked about in our Francis Schulze key building components before the game that the freshman needed to play well in the moment and not get worried. And I tell you what, Scully has 6 points. Vordemark came up with a nice shot there, and Khalees McNeil is doing a good job inside as well. There's no stage fright tonight at all from them.
They got 12 points out of the 3 freshmen. They didn't get in any kind of real foul trouble. They handled the ball okay. They had a couple of turnovers, but they're playing really hard, and that's all you can really ask for these youngsters. You can tell they're having fun.
Yes, absolutely. Halftime again is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
And as our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, likes to say here on scoresbroadcast.com, this organization could not have been started without the support of Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006-2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We're moments away from starting the second half here at Troy's Trojan Activity Center. At halftime, Sydney leads Bellbrook 29-23. I again am Bryant Billing alongside Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And again, you're listening to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio.
Well, they came out and they're going to play man-to-man on them now. They talked about it at halftime. They can't sit in that zone any longer.
Hudgens with it. Cindy gets it to start here in the second half. She was dribbling baseline, fired a pass. She was looking for Scully, but it goes way out of bounds into Cindy's bench, and Bellbrook is going to get it. And well, they'll get their first possession now.
In her defense, she threw it to the coach, and he was open.
Yes. Third-year coach Jamal Foster caught it. So Bellbrook goes back to work. 7:35 and counting now left in the third quarter. The Eagles dribbling it around the arc on their side. Now with it, she wanted to fire up a three from the left wing, but thought otherwise of it is France. France now has it again. Top of the key, drives the side, goes up for a shot, no good. Bellbrook gets the rebound. They're throwing the ball around, and it's stolen by Stockton as they couldn't quite come away with it. Stockton up court to Vordemark. She goes up and gets a shot to fall. Sydney scores the first points of the second half. Now leads 31-23. 7:04 and counting left in the third quarter. Again, Bellbrook scored the first 7 points of the game today, and Sydney has dominated since then. The Eagles have a three go up by Meyer off the back of the rim. No good, but Scully comes away with the rebound. She goes back out right wing to Trusty, who pulls up for a three. It's no good, and there's Stockton for the rebound. Stockton everywhere, and again, without Reagan Clark, who only was able to play the first half of the season, Stockton has had to play defensively even more inside, and she's a guard, so she's out of position there, but she does a tremendous job.
Well, I will say that's the first time I've heard of this rule, and leave it to the Ohio High School Athletic Association to come up with something that stupid.
Yes, the only being able to play the first half of the year if you're transfer. Hudgens pulled up for a jumper. No good on Sydney's end. Bellbrook gets the rebound, works it back down on there, and Trusty went up for a shot on her side, Bellbrook's side. No good. Ball out of bounds. Trusty took a hard fall there.
Hard, yep. Banged her knee on the floor.
She's slow to get up, but she's up now. Bellbrook will take it in from under its basket. Ball last off of a Sydney player. Trusty looks to be trusted here. Trusted enough to play, so the Eagles take it in. They go to Trusty. Stockton tipped it away, and McNeil came down with it. McNeil racing. She throws to Stockton, and we have a Bellbrook player down now. It is not Trusty, I don't think. It's somebody
else. Yeah, it is Trusty.
It is Trusty.
Yeah.
Okay, couldn't tell. Yeah, she's down hard now. Not a sight you like to see. Clock stops with 5:58 left in the third quarter. Sydney ahead, 31-23. They did try to throw the inbounds pass to her there, Chuck. Is that where she got injured going up to try to get it?
Yeah.
Or further aggravated what had just happened
yes.
to her?
Yeah, Stockton got the steal. I mean, she just jumped again, made a heck of a steal. And Trusty, when she came down, she didn't have her balance, and she banged that same knee she just banged down there. It didn't look like it twisted, so I mean that's a good sign, but you know, you're not real sure what's going on.
Right, and she does look to be in some pain, so we will step away here momentarily. Again, Sydney ahead of Bellbrook 31-23 with 5:58 left in the third quarter. We'll be back after this injury timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Trustee was helped off the court. Sydney took the ball back in. Stockton missed a shot. Belbrook got the rebound. Sydney got the rebound. Sydney turned it over. Belbrook goes inside to Pierce, who pulls up for a shot. It's no good. Sydney grabs the rebound. It's Hudgens, and now we're all caught up.
There we go. Price has missed 2 3-footers here in the time that you were talking about that.
So Sydney ahead 31-23 with the ball now, 5:17 and counting as we get back to work after that injury timeout. Trustee again on the bench. McNeil has it now for the Yellow Jackets. She throws it to Hudgens. Nearly lost, but Hudgens comes away with it. She throws to Stockton. Stockton right wing now.
Oh.
She's dribbling, goes inside, goes up for a shot, rolls around and falls in. Sydney ahead by 10, 33-23 with 4:53 and counting left in the third quarter. The Yellow Jackets again trailed 7-0 a few minutes into this contest.
Well, the sports writers need to vote again, and Sydney should be fifth.
Yes, again, Belbrook was ranked number 8 in the last Division I Associated Press state poll. Belbrook went up for a shot there, no good. McNeil grabbed the rebound, lost it. It goes out of bounds. Belbrook will take it in from there. McNeil looks to be a bit mad at herself for that, but no reason to beat yourself up too bad, up by 10. Belbrook takes it in. McNeil nearly knocked it away. It's loose, but they're coming away with it is Griffin. She goes inside, pulls up her shot, gets it to fall off the glass. That cuts it back down to 8 points, 33-25, 4:22 and counting left in the third quarter. Hudgens has it. She drives inside, goes up for a shot. No good. She wanted the foul, didn't get it. Griffin comes away with it. She throws inside to Pierce. It's blocked by Scully. Pierce volleyballs it back in. Looked like she was setting somebody up for a kill. Belbrook is able to come away with it, and we have a whistle. Foul on Sydney. It's on Hudgens. Clock stops with 4:06 left in the third.
I'm confused because the girl from Belbrook saved the ball that was theirs.
Hudgens knocks the inbounds pass loose from Griffin. Griffin comes back up with it, throws it. Scully intercepts it. Scully to Stockton. Stockton down. Shot off the glass. No good. Hudgens rebound. Put back off the glass and good. 10-point lead again for Sydney. 35-25, 3:47 and counting left in the third quarter. That was just the first foul of this second half. There's another foul on Sydney as Belbrook gets it back to its end. And it's on Hudgens.
If that's on Hudgens, that's her third.
Not quite time to panic yet. We are down to 3:43 left in the third quarter, but that is something she'll have to watch. Another bad inbounds pass. Scully comes away with it off of a Belbrook player. Goes down the court, misses the shot. McNeil gets the rebound. She throws back to Scully, and the Yellow Jackets are going to reset here on offense. 3:30 and counting left in the third quarter. They're up by 10. Stockton has it, dribbling at half court. She goes inside. Ball comes loose. There knocking it away was Alania Meyer. She throws up the court to Scully. Scully puts up a shot and gets it to fall. That layup cuts the gap down to 35-27 with 3:13 left in the third quarter. And Belbrook coach Jason Tincher calls a timeout. We'll stay here on Scores Broadcast and tell you about Airstream. Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of a legacy that is iconic at Airstream in Jackson Center. I'm Bryant Billing alongside Chuck McBee. 3:13 left in the third quarter. Sydney leads Bellbrook 35-27. The Yellow Jackets take it in. Bellbrook in a full court press now. Scully has it. She's dribbling. Looks to be in a little bit of trouble. We have a whistle. It's a 10-second violation on the Yellow Jackets.
That was a little quick, maybe.
So Bellbrook will get it. The Eagles will take it in from in front of their bench.
Well, you got Hudgens on the bench with three, so now they got somebody else playing the point, and that was their first mistake at that spot.
Yes, Hudgens did go on the bench there in that timeout. Kendall Dickman is in. We'll get to Sydney's full lineup here momentarily. Pierce has it inside. She throws a pass to France. It goes up for a shot and gets it to fall off the glass. She'll go to the free throw line as she was fouled, picking up the foul for Sydney. It is Dickman.
I'm not real sure.
They called a foul on
34.
There we go. It was on McNeil, and that's her third. France gets the free throw to fall, so that quick three-point swing cuts Sydney's lead to 35-30. Stockton working it up half court now. She's dribbling with it in trouble, double team, but she still has it. Knocked away. They're knocking it away as France. Ball goes out of bounds off of France. On the opposite end of half court, it will be Sydney ball. Can tell it's getting heated in here, Chuck. The fans are getting into this for sure.
Well, Joe Turner, who I think is an outstanding official, standing on the side, and he was right on it. So I guarantee you he got it correct. Fans didn't think so. But the
Bellbrook fans on that home side didn't, but yeah. Sydney comes away with it after that. Stockton has it, and we have a timeout called by Sydney coach Jamal Foster with 2:38 left in the first quarter. Sydney ahead 35-30 over Bellbrook in this Division I district semifinal.
Well, she got away with changing pivot feet that time, and no official saw it, so they got the timeout.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance can customize for you an auto, home, life, or business insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Sydney comes in after the timeout. Hudgens is back in. Here comes Bellbrook. Now in for Sydney is Kendall Dickman, Larkin Vordemark, Jordan Scully. They're all freshmen. Sophomore guard Kiara Hudgens and junior guard Allie Stockton. Stockton takes it in, throw the pass in traffic, but Vordemark comes away with it. She's dribbling, throws to Scully. Scully, three, right wing off the front of the rim. No good. There for the rebound is Scully. Scully races back across half court for Bellbrook. Dribbling right wing. She throws a pass over to Griffin. Now with it is Alania Meyer. She throws a pass over to France, who gets a three from the right wing to fall. Nothing but net. Tie game again. 10-point swing. The Eagles back in it.
Wow.
Hudgens races back across the court, pulls up for a shot off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes up for another shot. No good, but she was fouled as she shot. She'll go to the free throw line with 1:29 left in the third quarter. 35-35 tie between Sydney and Bellbrook. Pending these Hudgens free throws, the Eagles have scored the last 10 points.
Now they need to go back and try to find Stockton. She hadn't touched it. She's got one shot in the third quarter. She made it. They need to find her again.
Hudgens, first free throw off the rim. No good. Second one is coming up. Hudgens, a 5'4" sophomore guard on the season. She's averaging 7 points, shooting 60% from the free throw line. Her second shot up off the front of the rim. No good. Kelly Griffin gets the rebound for Bellbrook and works the ball back down past half court. The Eagles have a chance to take a lead here. Price has it. She goes back to Griffin. Griffin goes back to Price, but Stockton comes away with it. She races back across half court, being guarded by Price. Double team, ball knocked away, but Stockton was fouled. I believe they're going to call that on Griffin. Official comes over to half court. That was Bellbrook's second foul of this second half. Griffin does pick up the personal foul. That is her second. Sydney will take it in from under its own basket. Inbounds pass to Vordemark. Vordemark goes back to Stockton, who threw the inbounds pass, and Stockton's fouled again. Stockton had it on the right wing when she was fouled. Picking up the foul this time for Bellbrook is Scoie. And Stockton will throw the ball in again. 106 left in the third quarter. Stockton looking. They get it in, but it's knocked out of bounds off of Kiara Hudgens.
Oh.
Price was in the area. Hudgens looked a little bit confused at that call. But again, the official was right on top of it, Chuck.
I think they got a break because I think it was a five-second call before they turned it over.
Exactly.
So. Either way, it's Bellbrook's ball.
Price with it, goes inside, puts up a shot, rolls in and out. Long rebound, goes back out on the right wing, and there, firing a three, is Meyer. Nothing but net. Bellbrook ahead again, 38-35, 41 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. The Eagles have scored the last 13 points.
Wow.
Stockton dribbling. Right wing. She's trying to get something going. Lost the ball. Stepped out of bounds with it on the opposite end of the court.
Starting to fall apart a little bit. It's only 29 seconds. Might not have been a bad time to call timeout.
And Chuck, this is the situation where the young players can start feeling the pressure here. We'll see how Sydney weathers this storm. Again, Bellbrook has scored the last 13 points. They now lead Sydney 38-35, 29.8 seconds left in the third quarter.
Paige Few has checked in now, a 5'5 senior.
Bellbrook working it on its end. Griffin has it, 20 seconds and counting, just past half court. She throws to Price. Price, right wing, dribbles a bit towards the left side, then throws to Scoie. Scoie hands it off to Griffin. Griffin goes back to France. France, top of the key, throws a pass over to Meyer. Meyer goes back to Scoie. Scoie, left wing, goes to Price. 2 seconds, pass back out. France, three, top of the key. No good as the third quarter buzzer sounds. The Eagles score the last 13 points of the third quarter and take a 38-35 lead over Sydney heading into the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Welcome back to Troy High School's Trojan Activity Center. I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Bellbrook scored the last 13 points of the third quarter and leads Sydney 38-35 heading into the fourth quarter. The Eagles get the ball to start things out here in the fourth as they will try to push the lead to multiple possessions. With it now is France. France, right wing, dribbles around top of the key, being guarded by Stockton. She's still dribbling, throws a pass to Griffin. Griffin dribbling right wing now, throws a pass inside, nearly swatted away, but Scoie comes down with it, goes back out to Price, who pulls up for a shot off the rim. No good. Stockton gets the rebound. She throws it over to Hudgens. And Hudgens working it past half court now. 7:30 and counting left in the fourth quarter. And the Yellow Jackets trail by three. McNeil throws a bounce pass to Scoie. It goes up for a reverse layup. It's blocked Coming away with it is Griffin for Bellbrook. Bellbrook working the ball down to Price. She pulls up for a three. No good. Stockton rebound. Stockton racing down the court here. Passes half court. Backs off once she gets to the top of the key, and Sydney will try to reset. Stockton to Hudgens. Hudgens pulls up for a shot off the front of the rim, but Hudgens gets her own long rebound. She's dribbling with it now left side. Pulls back out near half court. Coach Jamal Foster calling out instructions, and Sydney resets. Under seven to play now. Bellbrook ahead. 38-35. Stockton dribbling, top of the key now for Sydney. Goes to the free throw line, going inside, pulls up for a shot, no good, off the glass. And McNeil had it. I thought it went out of bounds off of her, but they say it's last off of Bellbrook, so Sydney is going to keep it here.
Well, you were correct. The official wasn't, but Sydney will take it.
Yes, they will. They try to get some life again on offense. Haven't scored for over 4 minutes now. Inbounds pass to Vordemark. She's dribbling, goes up for a shot. Off the front of the rim, no good. McNeil rebounds. McNeil goes back to Vordemark, and Vordemark is fouled as she was dribbling along the baseline with it. That will be Bellbrook's fourth foul of this second half. Picking up the foul for the Eagles is Griffin.
Boy, that's Kalise next year. McNeil will get that shot off. She didn't even look for a shot that time.
Inbounds pass stolen away by Bellbrook. That was Griffin's third foul. Something to watch as this fourth quarter continues. Hudgens sitting at three and McNeil sitting at three, I believe, for the Yellow Jackets. Chuck shakes his head yes to confirm that. Ball nearly ripped away by Sydney, but they're regaining it and pulling up for a shot off the glass is France. That pushes the lead to 40-35. 15 consecutive points now for Bellbrook. 6:02 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Ball knocked loose.
Price got hit in the mouth as she reached in for the ball. She caught a shoulder inadvertently in the face.
It's off of Price, and Sydney will take it in. Again, Chuck, what appears to have been the turning point of this game was something that looked bad for Bellbrook initially after Olivia Trusty went out of the game with an injury. And it's been all Bellbrook. They've scored the last 15 points.
Well, it has, but another problem was Hudgens picked up the third foul. They had to sit up for a little bit.
Absolutely.
And that's when they put the pressure on and got some steals and got some easy baskets.
Scully with it after Sydney throws it in, and we have a foul called against Bellbrook. I think that's going to go against Alana Meyer.
Price.
Oh, it goes against Price. Okay, that is Dree Price's second foul, and Sydney will now take it in again from near its own bench. Vordemark throws the inbounds pass to Hudgens. Hudgens dribbling with it. Turns. Stockton. Three. Left wing off the rim. No good. Long rebound. Put back attempt by Vordemark. Off the front of the rim. No good. The Yellow Jackets just can't get anything to fall, but they get a steal here. Stockton deflected a pass that went to Scully. She races up the court. Pulls up for a shot. It's no good. McNeil comes away with a rebound. Back out to Hudgens. Hudgens dribbling. Goes inside. Pulls up for a shot. Gets it to fall. That ends Sydney's long scoreless streak. Cuts it down to 3 points, and Hudgens will head to the free throw line after being fouled for the opportunity to cut it to two. That scoreless streak, I want to say, was in the neighborhood of 7 minutes. Didn't note when the last Sydney basket was, but it's been a while.
Well, they scored 13, 16, and then 6 in the third quarter.
And that first 6 again early in the third quarter.
Right.
Hudgens free throw rattles in. That cuts it down to a 40-38. Bellbrook lead, 5:25 and counting, left in the fourth quarter. Griffin takes it across half court for the Eagles and goes to Price. Price goes inside, pulls up for a shot, it rattles in. 42-38, Bellbrook lead, 5:09 and counting, left in the fourth. Hudgens crosses half court for Sydney. Dribbling with it, drives in from the top of the key. Passes to Stockton. Stockton nearly has it ripped away, but Vordemark is able to come back away with it. Vordemark dribbling now. Backs out near half court. Hands off to Hudgens. Hudgens dribbling now near half court. So Yellow Jackets will reset. Hudgens dribbling. Throws a bounce pass into traffic. Price comes away with it. She's going down court. Throws up a shot. No good. We have a whistle. It's a foul against Bellbrook on the rebound. And as Chuck is noting to me here, that will be the 7th team foul of this second half for the Eagles. And Sydney will be heading to the free throw line for the rest of the game. Both teams walking down the court now, and it will be, I believe, Stockton, Chuck?
No, it's going to be Scully.
Scully, he'll be shooting these free throws. So she steps up to the free throw line here. One and one coming up. Sydney sitting at three team fouls. Clock stopped with 4:37 left in the fourth quarter. Sydney trails Bellbrook 42-38. Scully's free throw up and good. She'll head back for a second. Scully, a 5'7" freshman guard, one of three freshman starters for the Yellow Jackets. She averages 11 points per game. She's shooting 63% from the free throw line. She gets the second to fall as well. That makes it a 2-point game again, 42-40. Bellbrook works it back down to its end. Price has it. Left wing dribbling. Goes back to Griffin. Griffin right wing dribbling now. Goes inside. Pass. Throws it to Scully, and she gets it to fall off the glass. 44-40. Bellbrook lead.
Backside defense fell asleep that time.
4:10 and counting as Hudgens is dribbling now for the Yellow Jackets. Right side, dribbles inside, pulls up for a shot off the glass. No good. McNeil rebound. Put back attempt. Nice. It's good. 2-point game again. 44-42 with 3:58 left in the fourth quarter. Sydney coach Jamal Foster calls a timeout, and we will step away for a break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Welcome back to Troy High School's beautiful Trojan Activity Center. I'm Brian Filling alongside Chuck McBee. Bellbrook leads Sydney 44-42 with 3:58 left in the fourth quarter. The Eagles scored 15 consecutive points to rally from a 35-25 deficit and take a 40-35 lead. Sydney trying to stay in it here, and they've done a good job rebounding, Chuck, after that bad period they had.
Yeah, they've got six offensive rebounds here in the second half. One of the problems is they've turned the ball over 10 times here in the second half, and that's 19 for the game now.
And that switch to man-to-man appears to have been a smart call by Coach Tencher for the Eagles. Price has it. Top of the key for Bellbrook. She throws back out to Griffin. Griffin throws it over onto the left wing to Scully. Scully goes back to Griffin. Griffin goes to Price in the right corner. She goes inside to Scully. Scully bounce pass to France, who pulls up for a shot off the rim. No good. Stockton grabs the rebound. 3:32 and counting left in the fourth as Hudgens walks it across half court. Hudgens dribbling, being guarded by Price. She throws it to Stockton. Stockton right side goes back to Scully. Scully pulls up for a three, top of the key, off the back of the rim. No good. Vordemark comes away with the rebound, pulls up for a jumper, left side, rattles in and out. Sydney's having some problems getting these shots to fall. Good looks. Bellbrook throws up the court to Price, who gets a shot to fall off the glass. Two possession game again. 46-42 lead for Bellbrook. Just under three to play in the fourth quarter. Hudgens dribbling near half court, being guarded by Price. She goes left side now, left wing, dribbles inside, ball knocked away out of bounds. Bellbrook will throw it in, Sydney will throw it in from there. Stockton will throw the inbounds pass. Clock stopped, 2:46 left in the fourth. Sydney trails Bellbrook 46-42. McNeil takes the inbounds pass in the left corner. Throws it to Vordemark. Vordemark dribbling up the lane. Throws up for a shot off the back of the rim. No good. France grabs the rebound. She throws it to Griffin. Griffin throws it up court to Scully. Throws up for a shot. No good, but she gets her own rebound. And put back. That puts Bellbrook ahead 48-42. That's their largest lead since the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And Sydney will try to get an answer to get back in it here. They throw it to Scully, pulls up for a three, in and out, no good. That's going to be an over, and the back foul on McNeil on the rebound attempt. And it will be Bellbrook ball. 2:13 left in the fourth quarter, 48-42. And that is McNeil's fourth foul. Sydney takes Larkin Vordemark out and puts Kendall Dickman in. McNeil steals the inbounds pass for Sydney. Nice play. She read that. The Yellow Jackets could use that. She throws it now to Scully, who's dribbling left side. Scully goes inside. She's in trouble. Ball ripped away by Scully. And there is a foul against Scully. Oh, no, McNeil?
I think they just called it on McNeil. Yep. That's her fifth.
We're waiting, and it is on McNeil, and she will come out. Coach Jamal Foster will have to go to the bench again, and Larkin Vordemark is going to come right back in. As Khalees McNeil, freshman forward, fouls out with a minute 58 left in the fourth quarter. Bellbrook ahead of the Yellow Jackets, 48-42. Now in the game for Sydney is Dickman, Scully, Hudgens, Vordemark, and Stockton.
Well, they lose some quickness when they lose McNeil.
Price throws the inbounds pass to Griffin. Griffin crosses half court, being guarded by Hudgens, throws it back to Price. Price near half court, dribbles up right side, dribbling being guarded by Stockton, throws it inside to France. France nearly lost it, but comes away with it, goes back out right wing to Meyer. She pulls up for a three, no good, she was fouled. I believe they called that as she was shooting. She'll go to the free throw line. And picking up the foul for Sydney is Scully.
Is that number four? I can't see by the because of the ponytail.
Yes, that was on Vordemark there.
Yeah, but I mean, who's shooting?
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, Meyer, yes, correct. For Alana Meyer for the Eagles, a 5'2" sophomore guard. She misses her first. Two more coming up. Second shot up. Off the front of the rim. No good. Third one coming up. Sydney happy about this. That helps keep them within striking distance, but they'll have to be able to knock down some shots here. Third one falls by Meyer. That puts Bellbrook up 49-42. Sydney will have to find something here quick. Hudgens crosses half court, dribbling against Price. She's having problems. Backs out near half court, dribbles left side, tries to go inside, and we have a foul called on Bellbrook. Yellow Jackets will go to the line for a 1-1. Picking up the foul is Taylor Scoey. That's her third. It's fun saying that Scoey is guarding Scully. We've had that happen a couple of times. Hudgens goes to the free throw line for this 1-1. Gets the first to fall. Second one coming up. That first free throw knocks it down to a 49-43 Bellbrook lead. 1:31 left is where the clock has stopped in this fourth quarter. Yellow Jackets were ahead by 10, but they are down. Second free throw goes through, nothing but net. Sydney down 49-44. They'll try to come up with a five-point swing here to get back in it. Bellbrook races back down the court. Price throws it away. She looked like she had an open lane there, though there was a defender coming, and she tried to throw back to Scully, who was coming from the left side. That pass goes out of bounds. It's a break Sydney could use, and Stockton will take it in. 1:22 left in the fourth quarter. Sydney down five, and we have a foul. Price was guarding Hudgens. Stockton was going to throw it in, and she looked like she was the official there as she was telling the official, pointing at the foul as it was happening, and the official calls it. So Hudgens will go back to the free throw line after having just made two.
That's smart play by Hudgens. She got into Price and made the official have no choice but to make the call.
Hudgens has the opportunity here to make it a one-possession game, 1-1. First shot up, no good. Bellbrook gets the rebound. It's France. 49-44. Bellbrook's lead stays. Minute 15 and counting as Griffin crosses half court with it. Hudgens guarding her. She throws it to Price. Price dribbling, goes back over to Scully. Scully goes back to France. France top the key, goes right wing to Meyer. Meyer dribbling, goes over left wing to Scully. Scully goes back to Price. Under a minute now, and we have a foul. Yellow Jackets foul with the foul for Sydney. is Stockton. That is her second. That is Sydney's seventh. So the Eagles will be going to the free throw line here. Price going to the free throw line. Clock stopped with 52.3 seconds left. Price is 1-1. Goes in. She'll head back for a second. Pending her second free throw, Bellbrook now ahead by 6, 50-44. Price is second, off the back of the rim, no good. Stockton grabs the rebound, and Sydney will try to find something quick. 48 seconds and counting. Hudgens races down the leg, goes up for a shot, it rolls in and out. That's been their story in the last 12 minutes or so. Sydney fouls quickly after Bellbrook grabbed the rebound. 42.5 seconds left. 6-point gap here. It's going to be a tough comeback try for Sydney if Bellbrook doesn't make any free throws, and they have the opportunity to make it really hard. Sydney coach Jamal Foster calls a timeout. We'll stay here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yinks to see him at his new Greenville location. Phone 330-524-3984. At your local Pro Hardware stores, get big savings on DeWalt Power Tools. Plus, save on solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in just 3 days. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. A new location at 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices at professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Timeout is over. Griffin heads back out to the free throw line. Then clock stopped with 42.5 seconds left. Bellbrook ahead of Sydney at 52-44. Griffin at the line. Free throw is up and good. She'll head back for a second after making it the first of the 1-1.
Boy, this game, just it was Sydney's to win, and they just let it get away.
Griffin's second free throw up, rattles out. France rebound, put back, no good. Stockton grabs the rebound with 38 seconds left. If the Yellow Jackets have any chance, they got to come up with something quick. Hudgens crosses half court here, 32 seconds of counting. Stockton with it. She's dribbling, drives inside, goes up for a shot, no good. Rebound by Scoey. Foul by Stockton, 24.6 seconds left. And that just about does it. 51-44 lead pending these next Bellbrook free throws. They're again still shooting a 1-1. But yes, Chuck, 35-25 lead for Sydney. Bellbrook rattles off 15 consecutive points, and they have further pulled away since then. Sydney was able to get it down to a one-possession game at one point, but Bellbrook just answered right back and has now boosted this lead up to 8 points, as making her first free throw there is Scoey. She goes back for a second. It's up. Rattles in. 9-point lead, 53-44. Hudgens dribbles it up with 23 seconds left. She's dribbling, has it knocked away. Coming with it is Scoey, and that is going to wrap it up with 15 seconds left. The Eagles just passing it around here. Sydney calling off the dogs, and that will be the end of this game. The Yellow Jackets were ahead by 10 midway through the third quarter, and they lose by 9 points, 53-44. A nice comeback by the Bellbrook Golden Eagles. We'll have a 2-minute radio station break coming up here shortly. A 2-minute radio station break. When we come back, we will have final statistics, name the Clancy Stars of the game, and recap this Division I district semifinal. Bellbrook goes to 23-2 overall on the year. They will advance to play the winner of Cincinnati Mount Notre Dame and Lakota West. That game was being played concurrently with this one. It started at 7:30 down at Lakota East. Lakota West was playing at Lakota East. Mount Notre Dame with KK Bransford, the reigning Mrs. Basketball of the Year, is definitely the big favor in that one. With the loss, Sydney finishes the year 19-6 overall. Bellbrook comes back from a 10-point deficit and beats Sydney 53-44. We'll be back after this two-minute radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's victorioushealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
And welcome back to Troy's Trojan Activity Center. I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. It was a 53-44 victory for Bellbrook over Sydney in this Division I District Semifinal. We thank you very much to our radio station sponsors on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, Sydney Tyra Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney Piqua Troy Body Car Star. Tonight's anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com are American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006-2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom and Minster, S-E-C-U-R-Com, online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Again, a 53-44 victory for Bellbrook over Sydney in this Division I District Semifinal. Bellbrook improves to 23-2 overall on the year and will advance to face most likely Cincinnati Mountain Notre Dame and reigning Miss Basketball Player of the Year, KK Bransford. in a district final. That'll be played on Saturday. Sydney finishes the year 19-6 overall. A great year for the Yellow Jackets. They won the overall MVL title, and they continue building up the program here under third-year coach Jamal Foster. And you know they're looking forward to big things next year. And Chuck, as you were just saying, while it would have been nice to head down and play at Cincinnati-Princeton on Saturday and come home with a trophy, Cincinnati Mountain Notre Dame would have been a tall, very, very tall task for the Yellow Jackets.
Well, watching them play last year, I only saw them on TV, but my goodness, that is a monster basketball team.
So Sydney is going to go into the postseason now, as you said. Knowing the last game they played, they could have won.
Yep.
That gives you some fire heading into the offseason.
Yep.
And, hey, you've got everybody back. And, oh, by the way, you're going to get Lexi Brewer back next year, and you're going to get Reagan Clark back for a full season.
Right. Yeah,
in addition to whatever else they can bring up, develop from the JV team or whatever comes up from middle school. And, hey, they keep having middle school kids come up and start as freshmen, so you never know what's coming up.
And I think girls basketball a little different than boys, but you gotta, if you're an athlete as a freshman, there's a good chance you're going to play varsity. And this is a talented team. They're young. And they're going to be back. It's going to hurt them a little bit, but they got a lot to be happy about their season. Looking at the statistics for the finals, 32-28 rebounding advantage for the Eagles. Both teams turned it a little bit. 21 for the Yellow Jackets. 17 for the Eagles. Individual scoring, 16 for Taylor Scoey. She led Bellbrook. Dre Price had 13, and she's going to be my Clancy's player of the game. I thought she came off the bench and really kind of lit a fire for them. On the other side, Sydney led by Allie Stockton with 17. Then they dropped down to Hudgens with 9 and Scully with 8. Is it Scully, Scully?
Scully.
Scully. We'll call her Scully. but she had 8. You could tell that Larkin Vordemark, she wasn't moving as well as what I saw in the first time I saw him.
That lower back, I think, was still hurting her again tonight.
Well, I have trouble getting out of my chair when my lower back hurts. Like, that's amazing she's out there playing basketball. But we're going to go with Stockton for Sydney and Price for the Eagles as the Clancy's players of the game.
Those are your Clancy's stars of the game. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877- 877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio. Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone ShopDayton.com.
A great season for Sydney comes to an end. 53-44 victory for Bellbrook over the Yellow Jackets here in this Division I District Semifinal. Yellow Jackets have a lot returning after this 19-6 campaign, Chuck. Should be a fun year for them next year. Like we're saying, the big difference, Sydney got in foul trouble, Hudgens specifically, and with the subs coming in, there were some turnovers. Bellbrook got some quick baskets, and the Eagles were off to the races.
Well, you're only playing with six kids, and you got one with a bad back, you get a couple of girls in foul trouble, that's an ingredient for losing a tournament game, and that's what happened to them tonight.
Thank you again for listening here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and thanks for listening to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Thank you, Derek, back at WMVR for manning the board. Thank you, Chuck, for joining me here tonight and handling the on-site engineering. Chuck will be back with our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, tomorrow night for a pair of Division IV boys sectional finals from Pickwa's Garby Gymnasium. Starting off is Jackson Center and Ansonia, a 6 o'clock tip, 7:30. After that, Fort Laramie and Troy Christian in what should be a very good game. Tune in right here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR to those games tomorrow. Thanks again. I'm Bryant Billing. The rest they say is history. We'll see you later.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.